goal.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. If we have a chance, I do have an interesting email about immigration that I'd like to get to, but your calls are primary, so let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Clarence in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Clarence.
Hey, greetings, gentlemen. First
Hello,
time I called into your program.
Well, welcome.
For a while.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I find the discussion very interesting. I'll preface my remarks by saying when you speak of the federal government, I can tell you a few things about it because I survived 34 years of it before I retired 2 years ago.
Ew.
And
barely sorry to hear about
my
that.
Sanity.
Congratulations. Who did you work for?
I worked for the Department of Defense.
Okay.
And that was the main agency. And it was at a military installation.
Yes.
That the whole it was amazing to see. I didn't catch on until my last 4 or 5 years.
What do you mean?
My eyes finally opened. Plus, I started listening and to Patriot Radio and everything.
When you say you didn't catch on, what do you mean by that?
Well, I didn't catch on to it's a criminal enterprise from top to bottom. Really, basically. I mean, there was moral and ethical behavior going on there.
Mm.
There were people, doing criminal things. I mean, outright larceny, supervision. It is the sorriest that could probably ever be, very few exceptions. I mean, people that are just abysmal supervision management. And if it had been a private enterprise, it had been a private thing where they had to make a profit, they'd have shut the place down 50 years ago. Because you can't operate the way they did things.
Certainly not.
Waste, graft, I could just go on.
Yeah, and that's just your bureaucracy. I mean, the same way everywhere else in every other government department.
And I tell you, this is a microcosm. If it's that way where I was, the entire federal government's that way from the very top to the very bottom.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say you're probably right.
We've talked to former police officers. How high up in the ranks did you get when you were in there?
I never got very high because I wouldn't go along. I was not in the clique, and I wasn't a posterior kisser.
Mm. You weren't a yes man.
Nope.
So what when we talked to former police officers, they've told us that usually
I did that too for 7 years out there.
They've told us that in their experience, usually the worst rise up through the ranks. Would you say that's accurate from your experience?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. And believe me, they had for a while they had civil service police officers, and I did that in the Air Force. That's how I got hired in. I had 3 years in the Air Force doing that. And I'll say one thing. The military has its own problems, but it's not anywhere near as bad as the federal bureaucracy. And at least they have some notion of a meritocracy where you can take it's not just on whether your boss likes you and you go out and work on their barn or, come listen to their shortwave radio or talk on it and bring them a six-pack of beer. It's not that. The military, you have to take a test to get promoted in the enlisted ranks where I was. And at least that was the big part of it. Now, you still got to have to please your supervisor, but it wasn't as difficult there. And they moved around a lot.
Was there anything in particular, was there any event, any happenstance that really clued you in? You said you went 30 years pretty much clueless. What was it that really kind of opened your eyes, or what began that process for you?
Well, I started really looking around, and I thought, here I am. I hired in here as a GS-3, and this will mean unless someone's a federal, they don't know the pay scales. And I retired as a WG-6, and that isn't going anywhere, really, not very far. Whereas others that, know how to, play the system and play the game, or are willing to play the game and play ball, they get ahead, and they go up to the upper levels, And I don't know if there's any really one thing. It was just suddenly an awareness started coming around me that, this whole thing out here is not what they present to the public, And,
what would you say, besides everything you've said, and it's all been great so far, to people out there that are currently within bureaucracy, would you give them any hints or tips or suggestions as to how to, I don't know, be more aware of what's going on around them? Or do you believe that they are aware, many of them are aware and complicit in it, and, you know, they realize what they're doing
is
wrong?
That's pretty much what it is, and it's like anything else, like this Governor Spitzer, whatever his name is,
yeah.
Thing is, I firmly believe that was done because he stepped on some toes. And that's the New World Order's way of, you know, they made an example of him, you know. And not to say what he did was right, but they do that every once in a while just to let people know that, yep, you know, it's like where I was, you know. You can't get to those levels unless they have something on you. They'll try to get you to do something unethical, and then see if you'll keep it quiet and won't say anything. They figure, well, we can trust them to, you know, come into the fold here.
Right.
And you rise up.
And I don't know about the New World Order thing. It's it's sort of a conspiratorial thing. But I can tell you that everyone now and then they'll be willing to throw a sacrificial lamb out there to
even so, even if it's not, you know, right. That's like John Kennedy's assassination. There are things on there. He actually thought he was president and he was going to change the monetary system, and they didn't go for that. So that's what.
Yeah, the monetary system is how the people in charge. Stay in charge.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark, in that, you know, the term New World Order, I think, oversimplifies things, and really what you're dealing with is a group of people that are in search of power. There's no real organization amongst them. There might be some organizations between some of them, but they're all in competition to some extent for the power that they all want. So I don't think they all meet up together and have, you know, happy little picnics. And,
but I can tell you who bears the onus every time, and that's us, the little guy.
Yeah. So I think that you've got people in search of power that are willing to do things exactly like you suggested, and that is that, you know, the Spitzer guy probably crossed somebody. He probably crossed somebody. Yep. He absolutely, and I've seen so many examples of it. As one example, there was a particularly corrupt sheriff in Florida. I probably shouldn't name names because he's still the sheriff, but in one of the counties in West Florida, the Delta Force, their drug task force, all of a sudden got in trouble for doing some very nasty things like planting drugs, and you know what cops will do. But they got in trouble for it, and I thought to myself, you know, this is awesome. This is a little odd, because I had heard that the sheriff in that particular town was the head drug dealer of the entire area. So
I've heard the same.
Why would his Delta Force be under investigation or be getting in trouble? And the answer, of course, is they crossed him. They did something that he didn't like, so he set him up for a fall. That absolutely has to be the case as to what would have happened, because there would have been no other way for them to go down without
his
say-so.
That's the way it works.
It is how it works.
I'm here to tell you. And I got one more thing I'd like to say right quick, so I know some other folks can get on the line here. And this is about taxes. And that's when I kind of got in a little late here tonight, and that's when you're talking about taxes earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read a little short deal, just a paragraph.
Okay.
It's not that long. Out of, let me attribute this, so I'm not, Harper's Magazine, you know, Harper's Monthly.
Yes.
The first article, this is done in a very sarcastic way about the guy says, this is why I pay taxes.
All right, jump into it. We got about
a
minute.
You have to read the whole article, but I'm going to give you this. He said someday, you know, he tried to figure out how much of his tax he paid last year went to go for ammunition and military adventures across the world and other stuff they do. Okay, he said, now they don't know the precise figures. They can't break it down for him, but he said, with their computer someday, he said, hopefully, someday you'll be able to go to your mailbox, and in this day and age of computer tracking and the ease with which taxpayers' contributions might be tagged and assigned a dedicated purpose so that he might unfold and read through grateful tears something akin to the following. It's a short little blurb here. Dear taxpayer, your contribution this fiscal year was put toward the maintenance of an F-15 fighter jet, which on October 16th dropped a bomb in the town of Ramadi in Iraq, killing, among others, Muhammad Salih Ali, age 6, and Haifa Ahmed Fuad, age 8, and Saad Ahmed Fuad, age 4. Little Haifa and Saad were sister and brother. You helped accomplish their deaths by a jet very similar to, if not exactly the same as, those that fly over the stadium just after the American Idol winner sings and the home of the brave at the Super Bowl. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you, Clarence, for the call tonight. Certainly appreciate it, and that's one of the many reasons why I refuse to participate with this federal government. I will not pay for violence. More on the way. You can take control. This is your show. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight?
Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat?
Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Ted Enders from Midas, March 20th, 2008. Gold, 920, 90. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 947, 94, 66, 65 for half, 233, 33 for quarter. That's 947, 94, 66, 65, and 233, 33. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires. So they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-224-8184. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-224-8184. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-224-8184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. It is the live Saturday edition, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy them, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. Bill? Oklahoma Bill? Going once?
Yes, I'm there.
There he is. Hello, Bill. What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. I did have two things I wanted to discuss, but I think just for time purposes, we're just eliminating one and go with the main meat of what I had to say.
Well, you know, you can always call back on another day and talk about the second thing. So we'll go right ahead, sir.
Okay. So my question is regarding the free market and how it would handle a certain service.
Okay.
Now, I know that you two are very fond of child protective services and adult protective services.
That's true. There's a bit of sarcasm there, by the way, in case anyone didn't pick it up.
Yeah, just a little bit. A story that crossed my screen today that really made me violently ill about a 29-year-old mentally challenged individual being tortured to death in Illinois. You may have come across the story on the AP. You may not have. She was pocketing money from the government that she never did get to see because, well, her captives took the money, spent it on God knows what, drugs, alcohol, whatever,
right?
And proceeded to, you know, basically abuse this girl to death. My question is, how would the free market handle being, you know, watch out for the people who can't watch out for themselves?
Before we go on, I want to make sure I'm understanding the story because I did not see it. You're saying there was a 29-year-old woman who was being held captive by people and they were taking her checks and using the checks for whatever and holding her captive?
Well, they were all living together in a home, and I guess it was a group of people living together. Basically, a bunch of people just moved in with this disabled person and took advantage of her, took her money, whatever little money she did get from the government, they took, they physically abused this woman. They embedded her with BBs. They burned her with a glue gun. It's a real sickening story.
And what was your question?
My question is, how would the free market address watching out for people who can't, you know, obviously the government can't do this job correctly because this is what happens when the government takes control.
Sure.
How would the free market go about protecting those who can't protect themselves in this particular situation?
There's two things to respond to here. First off, this woman was a target because of the check that the government gives her, okay? The government, unlike a charity, just goes out and dishes out a check every single month. They could care less whether the woman's still alive, you know, and she's in a vegetative state. They don't care what's going on with her. Whereas a charity is going to check on people that are in bad shape.
It has a bottom line. It cares as well.
Right. It absolutely does. And, they want to make sure that everything's going okay. One of the problems is the government wasn't checking on this woman. They were just sending her money.
Yep.
And so, therefore, these vultures were able to come in and pick at the carrion, as it were, and torture her. They wouldn't have any reason to swoop in after this woman if she didn't have this check that was coming in from the government. Secondly, in these particular instances, charities really would handle these circumstances. Don't you want to see this woman taken good care of, Bill?
Of course. I mean, even if this person happened to be a strain on tax dollars, quote unquote, nobody deserves to be treated in this manner.
No. I would agree.
And at some point, somebody would have had to step in and say, "Hey, wait a minute, this isn't right. Nobody, not even an animal, should be treated this way."
Nope. I totally agree with you, but you know the fact is that you don't want to see this happen, and neither do so many other decent Americans. Remember, we are the most charitable nation on the face of the earth. When 9/11 occurred, people sent millions. When Katrina occurred, people sent millions. And you know, when you can get the government out of the situation, and you know the way it screws all this stuff up, people would send all this extra money that they had in taxes, because the government wouldn't be dishing out this stuff, and then taking 70% right off the top, which is what they do in welfare circumstances. It costs 70% for them to run their, you know, for the middle class bureaucrats that run these systems that make $60,000 to $80,000 a year working for the federal government. Whereas in private charities, those people don't make that kind of money at all.
Bill, great call tonight. Thank you for making it. 800-259-9231. Hopefully that answered the question, but just to delve in a little further, you have to look at the motivations as to understand why a charity would treat a woman like that differently than the government people would. Look at the motivations. Government doesn't have an incentive to care. Government doesn't have a motivation to check up on people. As long as you filled out the paperwork correctly and you qualify, they'll cut you the check every single month. And there's nobody checking up on anyone because it doesn't matter to them. It's not their money. The government people didn't earn the money. It was just
and
doled
maybe,
out
maybe
to them.
They do care. They're not incentivized to care, though.
There may be some individual caseworkers that care, but many of them can get away with collecting a paycheck without giving one wink of a damn. So in the charity
situation, they're paid to care, and they may very well not.
In a charity situation, there's no guaranteed money to start with. With the government, guaranteed funding every single year, no matter how bad your agency is operating. In fact, with government, if your agency operates bad, they usually get more.
Right.
So in the charity world, you start from zero, and you have to earn all of the money that you end up handing out to people. So therefore, you have to earn that money based on merit. You have to show people what your plans are, what you're doing to make a difference, how your charity is better than the other charities, why your charity deserves their dollars. You have to compete with the other charities in order to get people's dollars. Then, once you finally get the dollars, because step one is just getting the dollars, then step two is determining how to distribute those dollars effectively. And if you're a charity, you can't afford to just cut checks to anybody that says, hey, I need a check over here. What you want to do as a charity to ensure that you continue to get contributions because people are watching you and they care about what you're doing, they care about how you're spending their money because they've chosen to give it to you, unlike the government that takes the money. The charity then has to be very careful about who it's helping out. The charity wants to help people that really need help and wants to avoid helping or giving money to people that don't need it.
Nobody wants to be jilted.
Nobody wants to, and the charity doesn't want to get scammed either. And there are people out there that would like to scam.
Right, that money's too valuable.
Right, so what they'll do is they'll accept an application from someone, says, hey, I've fallen on hard times, I need some help just to get me through the next couple months, I'm looking for a job. And they'll go and they'll interview that person, and they'll say, okay, well, they're going to have requirements. And different charities will have different requirements, but some of those requirements could be, okay, well, we need to see that you filled out applications, and we need to find out who you're applying with, and we're going to follow up, and we're going to call these places and make sure that you actually are applying at them, and they're going to verify your claims. You're going to make claims if you want that check, and they're going to make sure you're telling the truth. And if you're not, if they find out you're not telling the truth, no check for you. And so if you get a check the first month, the next month, don't expect it's going to guarantee you get another check. They might send a caseworker out every week to follow up with you to see how you're doing on your, looking for a job. What's your status like? Why aren't you out there every single day? Why aren't you, taking these extra steps? And they'll have programs that people can plug into to help them with these things. The charities care. It's their business to care. Because if they aren't caring, if they're not doing their job, then people like you and I, Mark, who would give the money to the charity, will say, nah, we'll take our money somewhere else.
Another charity, the one that does the work.
Exactly. So the marketplace will actually take care of people better if we just let it do it. Get the government out of the way. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
when I'm committed, when how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called NutriTrala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is NutriTrala. N-U-T-R-I-T-R-A-L-A. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition, and you, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include, by the way, the updates you get on the list. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. By the way, your email addresses will not be sold, and they won't be spammed. You'll just get Free Talk Live news, and that's it. So updates.freetalklive.com. We go to Vince in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Mark and Ian. How are you doing this evening?
Just great, sir. What's on your mind?
Listen, I got one here for you, and this is kind of a disturbing thing, but not the the Hendricks County Court here upheld the Plainfield, Indiana's ban for keeping sexual predators out of public parks. The court upheld that ruling, or said it was constitutional. It was based on this guy who doesn't have a name. He's John Doe. And that the reason of that being because an earlier court order, because of he feared public identification would open him and his family to harassment.
Hmm.
And that, now, if a person commits a crime, that should be a matter of public record.
It absolutely should.
And normally, it's very public. I mean, this is guy's a supposed sex offender, right?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, well, no, those records convicted. Are public.
Oh, he was convicted back. Number of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he got out of prison by being a role model prisoner.
Very strange.
So why would the government give him a pass, but yet all the other sex offenders, they have to have a website dedicated to them?
Well, no, he's on the sex offenders registry. What they're challenging is the constitutionality of the ban, number one, but not to release his name. And, you know, because the earlier court records had sealed his name.
So wait a minute, I'm confused. Hold on a second. Vince, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. You're saying that his name is public on the sex offender website, but they're challenging the constitutionality of the ban on sex offenders going to parks. But what's the part about them not releasing his name? Why? There's a disconnect there for me. I'm missing a piece of information.
Well, they have his name, but they can't. What you have to be is a interested party or have a valid so-called business license or business purpose to have his name. See, they're trying to protect these people by not putting their names on the, you know, the actual, they put them out there as far as court proceedings. But this is a whole list of things that they are trying to keep private from people because of fears of public harassment and safety for the people.
So is it this Hold on a second, Vince. Is it this guy that is bringing the case, this anonymous guy? He brought the case against the public parks ban?
Yes, he did.
And so as a result of him bringing that case, he was able to keep his identity secret? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, as a result of the earlier court order, as you know, when he was convicted of the... He was convicted of child molestation and indecent exposure in front of a child.
And, but he, okay, so you're saying he, his name is available on the child offender website?
Yes, in Indiana.
So, I don't understand, why is this a secret if his name is public?
We'll put it out there, you know,
Is it possible that he could receive extra problems for filing the lawsuit? I'm like, I don't think that the sex offender should have to reveal his name to file the lawsuit in order to, you know, whatever lawsuit he's filing. And I don't feel like it's a frivolous lawsuit, so I should, you know, a court should rule on it. And as long as he's being identified in the same manner as all the other sex offenders out there, I guess I really don't see a problem with this, Vince.
Yeah, he's not, though. He's being... By court order, they couldn't reveal his name. They couldn't.
Well, I don't see any reason.
They left it as a John Doe case.
And well, you're saying that this is outrageous, right?
In the case, I don't think it needs to be revealed because
why not? It's a public case.
It's not all the sex offenders that are bringing it.
I'll give you something that they do seal, and this is another example. And this is crimes, or even driving, or car accidents, or anything else, or where young kids commit crimes against adults. Those records are sealed. You're not, if you're the victim of a crime from a young kid, you don't get to know that the perpetrator.
Right, that much is true. You're saying that this is outrageous and that this man's identity should be available because it's a public court case, right?
Yes, it's a public court case, and people have that fundamental freedom to know, because this is what I've been trying to say to you guys. You know, our freedoms in the court are being really eroded away.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
And, you know, and I think this is just one example, you know, where, and this is why our censorship keeps going on and on and on. This is legalized censorship.
Thank you for the call tonight, Vince. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to have a so-called public court system,
yeah,
someone files a suit, then it should be a publicly known suit.
Well, I can tell you, I don't like the sex offender registry in the first place.
Oh, I don't either.
I think that if a man does the time, he should be able to go on with his life thereafter. You know, and the idea is that sex offenders are somehow more recidivant than other offenders out there, or they're more dangerous, or more perverted, or whatever. And they're not more recidivant. More dangerous, perhaps, maybe, but they don't have a murderer's registry.
Many of them move on with their lives and get families and children.
It seems like it makes it more difficult for these people to move on with their lives. And
yes,
I don't think that we should do that. We should make it – they deserve a fair shake. Once they're out of prison, they deserve to be able to go on and make a real life for themselves. Otherwise, what are you driving them to do? You're driving them to commit more crimes.
Right.
And therefore, you're driving them to hurt more people.
Well, yeah, if you've gotten out of prison or whatever and you can't really have true freedom again after that fact, for the rest of your life, you're followed with this.
Because some busybody's always going to be looking on a website to see whether, you know, you show up or not.
You've got this sex offender.
And you never know what kind of sex offender is out there. A great deal of the states are not clear as to what kind of sex offender. So it could be somebody who was peeing behind a tree at a golf course.
Yeah, well, it ranges from child molestation all the way down to, you know, public urination. And the idea that they're all the same is absurd, of course.
It's absolutely absurd.
But that's how they're treated. They're all treated the same. And so, these people get out of jail, and they've got this sex offense hanging over their head for the rest of their lives. In many cases, in some areas of the country, you can't go, as Vince was saying, you can't go into a public park. You can't go enjoy a nice day in the park. Look at the, look at the trees and stuff. You can't do that because you made a mistake in your past.
Right, and I think that part's ludicrous.
And in some cases, you can't live in certain areas. If you're within X amount of feet from a school zone, or in some cases, bus stops.
Yeah.
There are some cities.
Churches.
There are some cities.
Try to get within 1,000 feet. Try not to be within 1,000 feet of a bus stop.
Right. Well,
of a park.
Yeah.
Of a school. Of all these things.
You can't.
What you end up going to, you're doing is that you're going to be making a ghetto for sex offenders.
That's
in
what is
a
happening.
Particular town. Who wants that?
I don't remember the city, but there are a handful of them out there at the very least. Maybe they're more than a handful. I don't know. But we've certainly heard stories where they have made it so sex offenders, so-called, can't be within 1,000 feet of a school bus stop or a park or a school. And or a church, and so therefore, if you take a map and you draw circles around all of the different bus stops in the town, you'll find that indeed you really can't even live within the city limits, basically, and that the sex offenders ended up being driven out to the outskirts of town. Those that wanted to bother staying there and working there, and why they would want that, I don't know, but they wanted to stay there, so they had to drive them to the outskirts of town where there was like a motel. Or trailer park or something like that out there, and they were all living in the same motel together.
Oh, God.
So you have these sex offenders, they're all being forced by law to essentially live in close proximity to one another. Now, that can't make for a good situation. I mean, who could possibly say, this is a good idea? Yeah, let's put the sex offenders together and have them be friends with one another.
Right, so they make some kind of gang,
yeah.
Some roving pervert gang.
Hang out. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You want to talk sex offense, immigration, whatever you want? This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and the Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegisacral under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegisacral at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowegisacral now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit Sacrowegisacral.com. That's S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain in this, the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Perhaps you might own a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from your principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's right there at the top of the page. That's SACL CAI. All right, 800-259-9231. You know, I had this immigration email, but I think it's a little too long. I'm going to hold off on that. Maybe we'll do it next week. It's definitely something I want to save for a Saturday show because it's juicy. It's controversial. In the meantime, we go to a different email. It's a little lighter on the issues from Brandon. He says he's following up. He sent us an email earlier this week asking some very basic questions about libertarianism because he's new to the movement. And he says, I'm looking for clarification on exactly what you envision for the government. Oh, excuse me. That was his email from earlier this week. Correction.
That's not going to work.
Let's try this. He says, He says, even in a true market, free market society, there has to be some way to redress grievances. I've heard you guys mention suing on the show, but without the government and legal system, there is no way to sue someone. What sort of way would someone have of righting a perceived wrong in the society you envision?
Now, wait. Just to be perfectly clear, I'm fine with the court systems the way they are. I think that there can be improvements, but... Ian, you prefer arbitration. I think that arbitration should be open to people, and they should be able to, use different alternatives to the court system. But what is it you perceive?
Right. In a free market society is what we're talking about here. He says, how would you fight a right of perceived wrong? Would it be a revamped version of what we have now? Some sort of extensive boycotting system, or perhaps some kind of militia? And how would you keep things like monopolies from forming? Well, now that's a totally different question. We'll start with the court thing. How would you right a perceived wrong? Well, in the absence of government courts, the marketplace would fill that function. And this kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier tonight, the idea that when we have government inspections, we have a monopoly on inspections. in that the government is the end-all, be-all of inspection services. Similarly, the government is the end-all, be-all of courts and resolution services. And so all I'm talking about is expanding that out to the free marketplace and allowing people to actually compete in these areas. Now, it's true. You can have private inspections just as you can have private arbitration today. In fact, if you look at maybe your cell phone contract or maybe one of the business contracts that you're in, it may actually specify the American Arbitration Association as your arbiter. It may actually say in your contract that you agree to not take this contract or any disputes about this contract to a government court.
Right, you've because it's expensive, that. Inefficient, and takes forever, and you know, nobody wins in court.
That's true. So you've actually agreed in your contract to take your disputes to a third party, to an arbitration group. So it goes on today. What I'm proposing is happening today, and the reason why they have such good business is because government's so awful at it, because government's so expensive and so slow, mm-hmm. and if you want, you know, a decision to be made, you better be prepared to wait and, you know, keep your fingers crossed, because if you're not politically connected or, you know, you don't know the judge or whatever, your chances are, you never know in the government court, whereas the arbitrator, it's his job to satisfy both parties. The arbitrator's job is to come up with a decision that satisfies both of the people that are involved there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have chosen the arbitrator in the first place. And again, in the marketplace, there would be more than just the American Arbitration Association. As far as I know, there might be more than that today.
Well, the definition of a compromise is the both people are not satisfied. But I think that you do see better results a lot of times with arbitration, as long as the arbiters aren't purchased by the one of the parties. When you have the cell phone company's arbitrators, settling your dispute with the cell phone company, things can go poorly.
Well, yeah, if your cell phone contract specifies that your arbitration company is going to be Sprint Arbitration Services,
right. Yours,
then you shouldn't be signing that agreement. Now, if you still enter into that agreement, well, hey, that's what you agreed to, right? So what we're talking about here, what I'm talking about, is having arbitration services being your only option, where when you enter into a contract, you would specify the arbitrator in advance. And you could specify multiple arbitrators, in fact, if you wanted to. You could have different levels of appeal. So you could go to the first arbitrator, and obviously it's going to cost you money to go to arbitration. Whoever loses is going to have to pay. So if you win, you're fine. But if you lose, you're going to have to pay your costs and the costs of the court and the costs of the other guy, too. And so, therefore, to appeal that situation, you're also risking paying more money by going up to the next arbitration level. But you can, and you can build all that into your contract. Well, you might say to yourself, well, what about violent crimes? I mean, it's one thing to have a business dispute. That I can understand. But what about real criminals? And that is a good question. In that particular case, what you could do is you would take whoever it is, you'd probably have some sort of insurance company, protection agency investigating the crime. Presumably you'd figure out who did the crime, because if you don't know who it was, well, you can't take anybody to court.
And usually they, that's how most crimes are here in the United States. Most crimes go unsolved.
The police, I think their solve rate on murders is below 20%.
I can't believe that.
Just as an example. So you find out who the criminal is, and you've got some evidence. Because if you don't have evidence, well, you might as well not bring him into court, right? And you've got to have a case. If you don't have a case, then you're just going to throw money down a hole, and it's not going to look good for you. So you've got a case. Your protection company says, yeah, we've got evidence. You know, this we got video footage of this guy stealing your TV. Let's just say that's what it is. And so it's an ironclad case. Now all you have to do is get this guy into court. Well, why would he want to go into your arbitration court? I mean, he knows he stole your TV, right? And he may even know there's evidence against him. So why would he want to go in there?
Well, probably wouldn't.
Well, he would want to because of the situation in society. If people don't go to arbitration, if they don't defend themselves, then it's going to ruin their reputation. He's going to get away with your TV, but if you had insurance, the insurance company has paid you for the TV already, and it's actually the insurance company that's taking this guy to arbitration and not you. So if you've got insurance against crime and you're offended against, the insurance company pays out, and then the insurance company takes the criminal to court. Then it's the insurance company's problem if they don't pay. Understand that part? So the insurance company takes the guy to court, and he agrees to come in because it's in his best interest. Because if he doesn't agree to it, his reputation takes a huge black mark, and then anybody that wants to, then anytime he goes to get a job or rent a house from somebody or do something in society, they're going to check his reputation just like many places check credit scores today. They're going to check his reputation and say, we see here that you were accused of stealing a TV in 2004, and you didn't go to arbitration for that. That's okay. We don't want untrustworthy people working for us. Thank you, but no thank you.
I don't know about your system, but I totally can see a system of bounty hunters where they would be absolved of guilt if they had video of, you know, trying to bring someone in and that person didn't want to go to court. I mean, who but a guilty man would not want to go to court, especially if it was a fair court.
Right.
I can totally see that that an arbitrator would find a bounty hunter who shot a guy who was trying to run away from him and not go to court from trying to bring him in.
I think when you're dealing with bringing someone into court on a situation where violence would be warranted, only if that person was actually violent and dangerous would that probably be
acceptable. That would be the sort of situation, and an arbiter would decide those things.
But just somebody who stole.
I don't know about this particular free market system.
I know it's scary. It's a new idea, but
it's the weakest portion of this.
I don't think it's weak at all. I think it's a system that makes sense. It's certainly far better than the current governmental system that we have, which, you know, you're lucky if you even get your case heard and in a decent amount of time. And that's the other point about this. The arbitrators are competing in the marketplace on factors that the government normally disappoints you on. The arbitrators will satisfy you. The arbitrators will want to get your case heard, you know, that week or the next day or as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Whereas the government could care less. Oh, yeah, you got a right to a speedy trial, but good luck actually trying to get one. So they would be competing on speed of trial, speed of service,
mm-hmm.
satisfaction of the verdict as well. Because if you find out that there's an arbitrator that's not doing satisfactory verdicts, you're not going to want to go with them. In which case, let's say you're someone who's wrongfully accused. Let's say someone accuses you, this has to be quick, of stealing something. And you don't want to go to their arbitrator because you don't trust them. Well, what you would do is you'd hire your own arbitrator, and then the two arbitration companies would have pre-existing agreements with one another. They would hire a third arbitrator, and that third arbitrator would arbitrate the case between the two arbitration companies. So there are ways in the marketplace to handle all of this. We just have to let it work. We have to let freedom actually happen to have the marketplace come out with all this. And this is just, you know, some ideas. How will it actually play out? That's up to the people in search of profit in the market to decide. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will join you Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great and safe and fun rest of your weekend.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. What?